The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, September the 10th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump puts a caution light on refugees fleeing Hurricane Dorian destruction from the Bahamas, and the share of federal spending on children reaches an all-time low. Topping our news, President Trump Monday downplayed the idea of allowing Bahamians fleeing destruction of Hurricane Dorian into the U.S. on humanitarian grounds. NBC News reports that comes hours after his acting Customs and Border Protection chief said it was worth considering. Quoting Trump from the White House South Lawn, "We have to be very careful. Everybody needs totally proper documentation because the Bahamas had some tremendous problems with people going there that weren't supposed to be there." NBC News notes those comments came before Trump departed for a campaign rally in North Carolina, where he also planned to survey Dorian damage. Trump added, "I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come to the U.S., including some very bad people and some very bad gang members and some very, very bad drug dealers." A new report shows the share of federal spending on children was at an all-time low in fiscal 2019. The 13th Annual Children's Budget Book, being released today, finds the share of spending on children at 7.21%. It's down 10% in just the past 4 years. Bruce Leslie is the president of First Focus on Children, a nonprofit behind the report. He says the country needs to fund what's most important, our kids' future.
The federal budget is a moral document, and it really shows what your priorities are as a nation. And our nation is failing to invest in our kids' future and failing them.
For the first time ever, the report notes, the share we're spending on things like education and child abuse prevention is less than what we're spending on interest on the national debt. A new survey of more than 1,500 preschool, Head Start, and elementary school staff and parents finds North Carolina school districts could be doing a lot more to help their students go to school every day. Nadia Romblegon has our report.
Nearly 1 in 8 young children misses more than 15 days of school every year, and research shows that's enough to impact learning, according to the report by the North Carolina Early Childhood Foundation. Lisa Finaldi is the foundation's community engagement leader. She says the reasons children are prone to being absent are complex.
It ranges from anything to you miss the bus and your family doesn't have a car. You could be food insecure. Bullying is a problem for some students. Health issues that don't go detected, and a child continues to be ill.
Chronic absence is defined as missing 10% of the days in a given school year.
Advocates say to reduce chronic absence, positive engagement with families is the key. This is PNS. California would become the first state in the country to ban the sale of fur, that if a bill before the state Senate today becomes law.
Assembly Bill 44 already has passed the lower chamber. Fleur Dawes with the nonprofit group In Defense of Animals says animals raised for their fur, such as rabbits, coyotes, mink, and chinchilla, often lead short, brutal lives.
And they are killed in the most ghastly ways. They are bludgeoned to death, they are caught in traps, they are electrocuted, and then the pelts are ripped from their bodies and then sewn into fashion garments.
The cities of San Francisco, Los Angeles, West Hollywood, and Berkeley already have passed similar bans. Fur industry groups say the industry already is highly regulated and claim natural fur is more eco-friendly than plastic-based fake fur. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Meantime, municipal leaders, state agencies, as well as representatives of renewable energy industries will gather in Albany next week. They're there to explore ways to make New York's clean energy law work.
With passage of the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, New York made a commitment to achieve 70% renewable electricity by 2030. Alliance for Clean Energy Executive Director Ann Reynolds says the fact that New York has passed that law is really exciting, but now the real work begins.
We have to get into the details about what it's going to take to implement it and start talking about it soon, and we're hoping that this conference is the premier forum in which those discussions take place.
The two-day conference happens Thursday and Friday, September 19th and 20th, at the Albany Capital Center. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Finally, Eric Tegetthoff tells us Farm Aid is coming to Wisconsin next week to promote family farming.
The music festival, backed by Neil Young, Willie Nelson, and other musicians, has raised $57 million for farmers since it began in 1985. On September 21st, musicians and fans will gather at the Alpine Valley Music Theater in East Troy. Perry Brown heads the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute in East Troy. He says farmers have struggled this year with low prices and a wet spring, and that Farm Aid provides an opportunity to put a spotlight on their plight.
I think the biggest thing that they do is just drawing attention to the issues out there in agriculture, especially for family farmers and for small farms across the country. It's important to draw attention to those issues, and a lot of times it's something that people don't pay a lot of attention to.
Over the past year, farmers have been hurting from President Donald Trump's trade war. The Trump administration has authorized two financial packages adding up to $28 billion to help farmers adversely affected by the fight.
Brown says resources from Farm Aid have helped his organization with a program that advises farmers on how to apply for value-added producer grants and other federal programs. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.